Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's it! Game over!
Falcon Flyover is on with Thomas Mutt.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
7 p.m. on the East Coast. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday evening, minus the Falcons loss, as we are getting, honestly, close to Christmas here. Friday is when the big man comes down the chimney, gives the gifts. The Falcons did not get one today. 31-27 losers. Quickly, speaking of losers, the Rams have lost to the Jets. I know this is the Falcons flyover, and we keep it Falcon-focused, but the fact that the 9-4 Rams, now 9-5 Rams, who've been trying to lock down the 3 seed in the NFC West, just lost to the Rams. Sorry, the Jets. The Rams lost to the Jets. There, I got it straight. Wow, it's sad. And that, honestly, I mean, this makes the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes fascinating because he could be a Jaguar now versus being a Jet. I'd rather go to the Jags, honestly, if I'm just picking Florida a little better than New York City right now. But I'm not Trevor Lawrence. I don't have the luxury of being able to decide. Eagles, like Matt Holmes said, knotted up right now with the Cardinals. That's a very important playoff battle right now, 26-26. And then the Chiefs right now are leading. Long way to go in that game. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. They're up 21-15. Okay, back to the phone lines here as we're discussing the Falcons' loss and the Falcons' real future right now. Which needs to get fixed sooner, offense or defense? Where would you go? Dylan, our next caller.
Next, we have Mr. Pantez calling out of Atlanta.
Pantez, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing, man? I love the show, 92.9, man. Y'all are freaking awesome.
I appreciate
it. Randy, Brian. I work, I deliver, so I listen to y'all in the morning.
Right on.
But I don't want to listen to them Monday morning, because what's going to piss me off is that we talk about these Falcons. And same thing old dude said, what we're going to do when change all this, it's sad. I mean, we keep seeing the same repeat. We whoop butt in the first quarter. We hear the train horns go off. And then now it gets to halftime, third quarter, it's like Matt Ryan and everybody else just, when to go hit the backwood, I guess, and just came on the field and just say, hey, we're gonna chill. I mean this is the city, man. We didn't have a Super Bowl here. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl here. Like, why is we not taking Tom Brady out? I mean, hit the quarterback, hit him hard, hurt him. I don't want to wish nothing bad on him, but that's what they would do to us, you know. So I just don't get it, man. I mean, we just need to flip everything, man. I mean, it's sad. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium crying.
It is sad. And I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you listening, especially whenever you're driving there early in the morning, to John and Hugh, who will be very upset tomorrow, by the way. They are not going to be happy, as most people, I mean, obviously in Atlanta, will not be happy. 3 sacks of Tom Brady today, but I agree. I mean, listen, the Falcons have been able to get to the quarterback this year, but it's just not felt like, and this seems to be, I mean, a real common key with the Falcons this year, our front four didn't scare anybody. This is not a front four where you kind of, you know, stay up late on Saturday night thinking about, oh, man, you know, I'm really worried about the Falcon front four. But what part of the Falcons are you worried about that's not Matt Ryan when he's hot, because he's a little hot and cold this year, and then the wide receivers? Because, of course, I'm worried about Calvin Ridley. I play the Falcons. I'm worried about Julio Jones. But I'm not worried about any other bit of this Falcon team. Sure, the linebackers, Aluakon's been good. Deion Jones was good in this game. Yes, I think the wide receivers and the linebackers are the two bright spots on this team right now. But nowhere else scares me. I think they're young at corner. I think they're getting better at corner. But they don't scare me at corner. I'm not going to sit here and go, you know, AJ Terrell is this shutdown guy. We can't throw his way. No, teams throw his way. They threw his way a lot in the second half here, as Evans had 6 for 110, and AB had 5 for 93. Even Chris Godwin had 4 grabs there and 5 targets. They are getting work the secondary right now, even though I've been very, I think, praiseworthy and very high on A.J. Terrell. He's just young and has to go ahead and get better. We're in a tough situation in Atlanta, and I say a tough situation in Atlanta, especially as a Falcon fan, because we want the Falcons, I think, deep down, to be the most relevant team in the city. I think deep down, because the NFL is king in every single standpoint of the word, we want the football team to be the best. And as we look at it, they currently are the third best. It depends on what the Hawks do this year. Big if. You know, Dylan and I, we talk about that. Hawks, interesting, very fun. We think playoff, but who knows? They got to prove it first. But the Braves are an actual legitimate organization that has built themselves a winning franchise that was one really win away from a World Series. The Hawks have gone out and revamped everything. We like the front office. We like the coaches. We like the players on the court. They have a young superstar potentially in Trae Young. Atlanta United just cleaned house. Atlanta United in a rebuilding mode, but we still think that they can get back to their old self. I don't know much about the new manager they brought in, but everything I've heard is good things. What do the Falcons have? They have nice pieces, but they're in total rebuild mode. And the question becomes, can they rebuild quickly, rebuild slowly? Will it be more of the same next year, or will we see a spark? I don't know. I really don't know what we're going to get, I think, until we actually get that GM and get that head coach. And honestly, I think it's going to come sooner than a lot of people think, especially as soon as we finish the next two games in the NFL season. Let's go to the next phone call, next phone line right now. Dylan, who do we have next?
All right, next up we got Vincent in Marietta.
Vincent, what's up, man?
Yes, I just moved here from the Boston area, and I played the game in college, and I'm wondering why everybody's clamoring for a running back when you don't have any superior offensive linemen. If you have a lead and you want to control the game, guess what you need? If you look at the teams that win, look at how many all-pro appearances their O-line has. And if we've got 10 picks, honestly, the first 5 out of the first 6 would either be offensive linemen or pass rushers.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say.
Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Welcome to Atlanta. But they did go offensive line. They did it last year. Chris Lindstrom, Kayla McGarry. Injuries have been an issue. But I think offensive line as a whole has been good enough, and I think we expect them as they continue to gel to be even better in 2021. I'm not saying that I wouldn't think about taking an offensive lineman at some point in the first 4 or 5 rounds. I think that they will need to add a little depth there, but I think we have bigger issues. I think the issues span a lot bigger in terms of the opposite side of the trenches, the front four defensively. I think you can make a case that you need a better running back than, I don't know, the bones of Todd Gurley, who's on no knees, and Ito Smith, who they only trust to give 6 carries a game. I feel like a real big running back could really bolster this offense. And not big as in physically big and tall and strong. I think just a big-name running back who can make some big-name runs and you can trust. There are a lot of football teams that have this running back, that have, not whether it's running back by committee or one running back in general, that you can trust to give 15 or 16 touches a game. The Falcons don't have that right now. They do not trust Ito Smith, Brian Hill, or Todd Gurley, any one of them, to get individually 15 or 16 touches. I mean, even today, they didn't trust to give them, as combined, 12 touches. They had 12 total carries for, what was that, like 20-some yards? Unbelievable. I mean, really unbelievable with how bad they've been running the football. Sure, can the offensive line make some bigger holes? Yes, and they should, but I don't think we sit back and go, well, you got to take Penei Sewell, whoever the offensive tackle is from Oregon, is number 5 overall. I don't think you do that. I think that they can get better with being able to play more because they are still very young, at least on the right side. Next caller, who we got?
Next, we have Reggie in Atlanta.
Reggie, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I want to address the offense and defense.
Okay.
I think you need. All right. So, as far as talent, I think we have the talent. Now, in the draft, I think our number one concern needs to be running back.
Okay.
Then quarterback, then interior lineman. Now, I say quarterback because Matt Ryan, he's not going anywhere. He's a real good quarterback. Look at the numbers. He's not going anywhere according to his contract. So, unless the Falcons plan on having another sorry season next year, which I doubt, they won't have a winning season. They're not going to draft another high-rate first-round quarterback come 2023 draft. So get your quarterback second, get your interior lineman to help out Grady, and then that way you can address your defense, because the reason why Tampa Bay beat us, because they made adjustments.
Yep.
So we need to get an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator that know how to make adjustments, because adjustments is our Achilles heel since the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen, Reggie, I appreciate the phone call. I think we agree, but I would switch. You said running back, number one priority, then quarterback, then D-line. Switch your one and three is how I would do it. I say D-line first. I think, as I keep saying, Gregory Rosé, defensive end, Miami, is your pick at number five, 100%. Now, then you get into second and third round territory where, listen, if you did this, think about this. You went Gregory Rosé, first overall pick or first round pick. You then got Kyle Trask in the second round to be the quarterback of the future. Did you watch the SEC title game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? I mean, listen, he didn't win. He made some big boy throws, though. That guy Kyle Pitts is pretty good. Big boy throws from both quarterbacks, honestly, but I like what I saw from Kyle Trask. Get him in the second round or the third, and then get a running back in the second or third round. How about that draft? I don't know what running back you would take in the second or third round, but I think we all could agree, Gregory Rosé, running back, insert name here, and Kyle Trask, boom, 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 first, second, third pick in the Falcons draft order. Who complains about that? Is there somebody out there that would be like, nah, that draft stinks. Really? I like it. Sounds pretty good to me. I think Dylan likes it. He's nodding his head. We all agree on that. I mean, this to me is simple. Not that simple, but I think that you have the blueprint there, and Reggie is right on the money, but I would switch the running back because I don't want to draft a running back at five overall, and there isn't one that you would want to go ahead and take at five overall. You'd want to wait to the second or third round, and then, I mean, Chuba Hubbard got hurt. Maybe he falls to the early second round. You get somebody there. That could be, I mean, listen, you went, somehow you went Gregory Rosé, Chuba Hubbard, and a quarterback, bang, bang, bang. Whew, I mean, it doesn't fix everything. Because, again, you got Kyle Trask now coming in. He has to learn underneath Matt Ryan. But that's fun, and that's exciting. And I feel very good after the April draft if that is the actual picks that they were able to go ahead and do. Problem is, April is, what is it, December, January, February, March, April, May? I mean, geez, we're like 3-4 months away. So we got a little bit of time. We can at least get excited about it. I mean, come on. I mean, we got to be something. We got to be excited a little bit regarding a 4-win Falcon team that got beat up in the second half today. One final break, one final segment. We'll do our lightning round phone call next. We got a lot of people queued up. You'll have 30 seconds to get your thoughts in. So stay on the lines, lightning round, and a full look at all the NFL scores to close out this segment and the show. Back in a flash on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
The game is over. Listen in as we analyze today's Falcons game.
On the Falcons Flyover.
With Thomas Mott.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, back here on the Falcons Flyover. Final full-length segment here. Falcons losers 31-27. We got a bunch of phone callers lined up. So we call this final segment the lightning round because you have 30 seconds on the phone lines because we have like five people waiting. So first person is up. Say your Falcons, whatever you want to say, which is fine, but make it quick. 30 seconds or less. Go for it.
All right, this is John from Union Sage. Matt Ryan needs to go. That was ridiculous. The way that they're playing the Falcons now, they're making the quarterback win the game. I don't care what type of running back you have back there. If they take the line of scrimmage and make the quarterback win the game, Matt Ryan has got to win it. He can't win it right now. He's lost the mid-air steam. Let him go. Get rid of him. And this is just a precursor of what's going to happen in 2021 when you got to keep him because he's too high and he costs too much for you to get rid of him. I got to go.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the speed. I don't know if I agree with the take, but man, the first person doesn't like Matt Ryan. Dylan, who's next on the lightning round?
All right, next we got Joe and Grayson.
Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, quickly, I want to thank that caller from Boston a few minutes ago. One thing people don't talk about much is the interior of the offensive line. When they drafted Lindstrom and McGarity, the plan was for McGarity to play guard at some point after Mack retired. So the interior of the line is supposed to be Lindstrom, McGarity, and I guess now Hennessy. My question is about McGarity. Is he ever going to play guard? And can we draft a right tackle, maybe not in the first round, but in the first two or three rounds?
Well,
that's pretty much it, brother.
Listen, I appreciate the phone call, and it's a fair question. I think you got to wait for Alex Mack to retire to bump Hennessy up there. And I think they like McGarity at right tackle. I don't know if you want to go out and draft somebody just to be able to move him back inside. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think they like him where they're at. They just want to get some more reps under these young right guard, really, with Lindstrom and right tackle with McGarity. Next phone caller, make it quick. Who's next?
Andy in Atlanta.
Andy, what's up, man?
Hey, Mike, what's up, man? Yep. Everybody kind of stole my thunder, but all I got to say is the one thing intriguing me toward the Falcons next year is we got a new general manager coming in, and hopefully he won't be trading our picks away like the other one did, and that's all I got to say about that.
I appreciate the phone call. I agree. I think that for all the teams that have four wins right now, and there's a lot of them, the Falcons have a lot of interest based on the fact that they will have a brand new head coach and a brand new GM. Cincinnati, they have a good quarterback, but they don't have, you know, a bright future next year. Carolina, the same way. They need a quarterback. Houston there at 6, Philly, the Chargers at 8. I would agree. I think that the GM and head coach makes this team very interesting, not only in the offseason, but also in the regular season. Who's next?
Brant Noonan.
Brant, you're up, man. What's up?
Hey, I got to get your opinion on a couple of players. How about Jamie Newman in the second round? And how about Cook or Missouri's running back in the later rounds? From Georgia.
And listen, I appreciate the phone call. I don't know. Jamie Newman would be, I just haven't seen enough, you know? And I'm sitting out the whole year. That's why I'm kind of off on Trey Lance a little bit, because one, he plays North Dakota State, and two, didn't play this year. Like, I like to see them play a little bit. Now, he did it for his own reasons. That's fine. And the whole thing was the same with Jamie Newman, and I get that. I understand it. But I kind of want my quarterback to have played this previous year, because I don't know how you take a year off from football unless you're injured, you know, which is a whole different thing, but a year off and then come back and play quarterback in the National Football League. The Missouri running back, I need to see more of. I haven't gotten into my full pre-draft prep, but I've heard good things. Let's just say that. Who's next?
All right, next and last but not least, we got Spencer in Covington.
Spencer, final phone call of the day. You get a little more time. Go for it, Spencer. It's all the floor is yours.
It's an honor. It's an honor. So basically, just to be honest about the situation, it's our line. We have Ty Gurley, a great running back. I feel like, yes, we need to move on from Matt. And I think Trey Lance, but you said he set out this year. Yeah, that's going to cost. But if we can get in that top and at least get a quarterback or like somebody explosive, because the offensive line is just not happening. I'm tired of us drafting offensive linemen and defensive linemen every year. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there. Yes, Trey Lance did sit out this season, but last season, I think he had like 30 total touchdowns and no interceptions. Like, he is truly a great prospect and probably going to be a top 10 overall pick. And listen, maybe he comes in and lights the league up, and I'm dumb for saying, oh, well, you know, he didn't play last year, so I don't want him. But to me, it's like, I don't know. You play at North Dakota State, and you didn't play last year, so North Dakota State already gives you a knockdown just because you're not playing, you know, Power 5 big boy football. Not, you know, Carson Wentz was good at a time. There have been a lot of quarterbacks who were not, quote-unquote, from Alabama or from Florida that were still great. Don't knock me on this, but you get my point, though, right? If I'm going to make you really the CEO, it's what a quarterback is, the CEO of my billion-dollar Falcon organization, I want to make sure you can play. I didn't get to see you play this past year. I'm a little hesitant. That's where I'm at there on Trey Lance. Again, I get the callers calling for Matt Ryan. It happens. But at the same time, you know, he was pretty good today. I mean, today's not a good day to bash on Matt Ryan, even though I will say the offense in the second half is led by Matt Ryan, and it did struggle overall. All right. That is enough of our phone callers as we update you guys here on a couple of quick scores. You've already heard the Jets have won. They're 1-13. They might have just lost out on Trevor Lawrence. Crazy, they beat the Rams. How sad is that? Chiefs are up 29-22. The Saints have scored. They make the extra point. So that's a 7-point game with 9:43 to go in the fourth. That's going to be interesting to keep an eye on. Philadelphia has a 4th-and-7 at their own 25, down 7 with 56 seconds to go in this game. Jalen Hurts has 4 total touchdowns. Kyler Murray, 406 yards passing, but Philly just had a drop touchdown pass on their previous possession that might doom them from the NFC East, as they, of course, are still alive in that race. Tonight, and coming up here next, we'll go to the Westwood One Radio Network and NFL Sunday, so 30 minutes of highlights, and then we'll get you guys out to Giants and Browns, a very meaningful game in the NFC. You'll hear that call live here, pregame at 8. They'll kick that one off about 8:15, so live football for your Sunday evening. Listen, I will be back next Sunday. It's going to be a great Falcon flyover. I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do this Falcon defense. Who knows? But I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Hope you guys have a great and safe week. Come on back here same time next Sunday when we'll discuss another Falcons loss or win. Who knows? For Dylan Matthews, I am Thomas Mott. Dylan, hope you have a great week. You're going to North Carolina. Have fun. Stay safe with the family. I, of course, going to Texas. Going to have fun. Stay safe with my family. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. Again, Westwood One Radio Network up next. NFL Sunday. Full updates and highlights for 30 minutes, followed by Sunday Night Football. You'll hear it here on 92.9. Good night, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.